Proclamation number 3979 of 18th of February, 1947. Justification of suffering and need in the last time. A short time of well-being on earth can result in a spiritual decline for every individual person. For as soon as the earthly struggle for existence is over, the soul is immensely receptive to all kinds of stimuli and therefore offers little resistance when it is approached by the temptations of the world. However, since in the last days the soul will have to struggle harder in order to reach its aim, it must be deprived of every opportunity to become lukewarm and lethargic in its striving for ascent. And therefore suffering and adversity will approach it again and again, and every person should be grateful for this, for it is the last means to protect it from too deep a relapse. Earthly well-being can only be without harm for an already mature soul, but this soul needs no earthly riches, no physical pleasures and also no obviously good living conditions. Instead, it feels at ease in every situation in life, even if it appears to fellow human beings to be arduous and meager, just as, conversely, even apparently good living conditions cannot be enough for an immature soul and it continues to greed for greater possessions. Thus it does not respect its state of soul and is in great danger. Not one event which affects the soul as adversity and hardship approaches the human being in vain. Again and again God seeks to win him over for himself by feeling his lack of strength and turning to him for help. Again and again events therefore follow each other which put a soul into turmoil and turn the human being's attention away from worldly joys and pleasures, for the soul must constantly struggle and not become lukewarm. God knows what is useful for it and constantly creates new opportunities for it to mature, which is why a continued earthly struggle for existence is indispensable. Yet he never leaves a soul without strength which desires such and trustingly turns to him for help. He gives it what it needs earthly and spiritually, yet for the soul's sake he withdraws from the body what could endanger the soul. And that is why you humans will not have to hope for a considerable improvement of your situation in life. Instead, again and again one event will replace the other, which will force you into an increased struggle for life. But it is the last time before the end, and it is only short and bearable for every human being if he establishes contact with his Creator and Sustainer, with his Father of Eternity. Then he will only derive spiritual benefit from the difficult time for him and one day also recognize the blessing of them. He will thank God for his care, for all suffering which contributed to the increase of the soul's maturity, which saved him from eternal ruin. Amen.